Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thank you for tuning in and listening. Tonight we have Larry with us for our global intel update. Hi, Larry. How's it going up there on the high mountain?
Hey, Stuart. We're having some decent weather today, and thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. Why don't we start with the North Korean situation? That's been kind of quiet, but tonight, I guess not very long ago, a couple hours maybe, they launched a series of coast-to-ship, shore-to-ship, whatever they call them, missiles. And Kim had maybe a week ago or 2 weeks ago said that he could blow our Navy right out of the water if they disturbed him. What's going on there? What have you found out about it?
Well, the whole scenario is very interesting, and of course, we've had so much Trump news. It's kind of, in a way, trumped a lot of the North Korean information, and really it had been kind of quiet the last few days in North Korea and that region. However, that seemed to change today because from the information and the intel that I can glean this evening, it appears that China gave a call to the new president of South Korea. And, of course, we know that that president is a little different and originally wants reconciliation with the North and no trouble out of China. But after this phone call from China, the new president of South Korea came out and suspended the THAAD missile systems, the multimillion-dollar systems of defense that Trump was putting in, establishing in South Korea. Two of them were already there, and I think three or four more were on the way. And so suddenly the South Korean president suspended those and does not want them. And what's interesting, just within hours of the suspension of those THAAD systems, Kim in North Korea begins to fire shore-to-ship missiles, which and they, as South Korea claims, they were ballistic missiles, which would be capable of sinking ships. So very interesting scenario today, you know, on this Wednesday.
Now, as I understand it, we have three carrier groups patrolling the waters off Korea, off the peninsula. That's the first time in a long time we've had that many carriers congregating in what is called an exercise. But are we looking at an exercise, or are we looking at a buildup for a possible strike? What do you think this is about?
Well, they call this an exercise. We know that two carrier groups are in what they call drills right now, along with South Korean ships, Japanese warships. I think the UK and France has some ships there, and those are all in a drill pattern, drill formations off the peninsula. And at the same time, there is reportedly a third carrier group on the way that has not been declared as being there, but it's possible they are in the region. That's a lot of firepower, and Kim could be sending, you know, I wonder if Kim's sending a message after the South Korean president's phone call from China, and he backs down on our defense that we were implementing. Could Kim's message be, back off?
Well, he has strategically, unless you disregard the loss of human life, which they may do ultimately, got them, because they say within 6 minutes or so, he can utterly destroy Seoul with his barrage of whatever he's got. And who knows really what he does have tucked away underneath the ground down there. Now, we have to remember the remote viewer and Major Ed Dames claiming, and he has never backed off it, that Kim would be the first to use a nuke in anger. And I think the implication was it was an underground detonation, but that would sort of indicate he's probably tunneled well past DMZ, probably right under Seoul. I would think they'd be able to spot those with ground-penetrating radar and may even know where they are, but it just seems to me that something is cooking. Like you said, it's been kind of quiet there and not a lot of rhetoric other than Kim occasionally blasting the United States and saying how he can take us out. Is there any possibility that Trump might bring in the TR-3Bs and very advanced weaponry to try to neutralize Kim with cloaking devices so he doesn't realize they're there?
Well,
you think that's a possibility
sir.
At all?
Yeah, that is a possibility, you know. And what's interesting, we do know that Trump has never revealed his plan for any action particularly. However, there are some reports that surgical strikes, whether it be via, you know, aerial or by chance Navy SEAL operations or both. We don't know, but there has been some intel out there about some surgical strike situations and possibly involving also a nuclear submarine or two. So, you know, I think you're right. He could bring in things that no one's really all that much aware of.
Yeah, I do remember seeing some videos, and I think it was either Afghanistan or where it was, I'm not sure, where a TR, now some people said that was all faked. I'm not sure it was faked. But it showed this TR-3B suddenly showing up over Taliban. You probably saw it yourself. And it fired some sort of a weapon. And then the Taliban base literally blew up. And then it turned around and left. And there's been a lot of rumors that we have these things. And very advanced either laser weaponry or weaponry of some kind or another. What do you think?
Well, that's true. You know, I actually saw that. I observed that video, and I actually posted it. And I, like you, think that even though they say that was fake or a hoax, I don't believe so. I think that was an accurate situation. There are reports, and I know on Quail's side a few times some whistleblowers have came out and talked about the TR-3Bs very clearly and said that these actually have, whether they're laser weapons, that they can actually probably also deliver a nuke or a tactical nuke. So, you know, I do know that it appears that we've been really gleaning intel as far as the individuals in the hierarchy of the Kim government, who they are and where they are and their motivations. So we could actually do a preemptive, you know, takedown of that government itself. But however way you look at it, from everyone I've heard talk about it, and all the generals especially, they say it will be a disaster either way, because even if we take out Kim, probably his government, being much like him over the years, would also wipe out Seoul. So we're talking about, either way you go, a real bad scenario for human life.
Yeah. Yeah, millions would probably die. And it'd probably be the first domino that falls and ignites all the rest of it, particularly Iran. What's going on over there? I saw a terrorist ISIS attack on Iran. I thought that would be a no-no for ISIS, who was theoretically Iran's been supporting. So this is beginning to get convoluted.
Surely not. Yeah, convoluted. I'll tell you what, Stuart, it's really interesting because you remember who everyone says created ISIS, do you not, under the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton?
Yes, USA.
You know, we know those reports. Now, you know, even though Turkey really has supplied and helped ISIS a lot, you know, and other governments have too, it's interesting because Iran basically supports Hezbollah and Hamas and some of the other terror organizations. But the really convoluted, as you said, it interesting scenario here is the report was that they had struck. Well, actually, I've got it in front of me here. It says ISIS attacks Iranian parliament and the shrine of Khomeini, leaving 12 dead and many injured in an ISIS attack on Tehran. And that's from Debcafile. And what's interesting, though, I saw today that ISIS had taken the credit for the attack and claimed that they, you know, orchestrated the attack against the Iranian parliament. But Iran has came out now and not responded to that ISIS report and are now claiming that Washington and Saudi Arabia was behind the attack.
Which would probably be more accurate from a biblical perspective, because we have a habit of going in and stirring up factions to fight each other. And it appears maybe this is a provocation to get Iran to move foolishly and then take her out. There are those who are saying they believe that the next domino, if you want to call it that, will be started with Persia or Iran. But we do know that Iran and North Korea are in cahoots, and with this phone call from China to the South Koreans, that indicates to me that China is not our friend whatsoever and was misleading Trump. And maybe setting, I've often wondered if that is not a trap. I think it's a trap that he's leading us into. But I don't know if, like, you know, you can't prove anything like that. You guys should just have to watch. So
yeah,
let's move over to Israel. What in the world is going on over there? Because we keep getting these little tiny remarks that there's a peace deal, a peace treaty in the works. What have you got on that?
Yeah, that's interesting. Now, just before we go there, let me just insert one little thing into this Iranian situation. I know that our media is not reporting it at all. However, the Arab media and Debcafile and some of the Middle East reports coming out indicate, as you may well remember, I think on the last program I warned about, you know, that the U.S. had taken a military base in southern Syria and were setting up a base there. And
yes,
that there was a the 4th Armored Division of the Syrians were moving that way, and also Soleimani, who we are aware of is that general from Iran that's leading the
yes.
Iranians, were also that way. And now there is reports on Debcafile that U.S. forces have bombed the Iranian militias there in Syria. So Iran, you know, this U.S., Iran, North Korea thing is really getting hotter in all locations. And, you know, and I'll get your response about that, and then we'll go to Israel.
Well, this can only go one way. I mean, there's no way. We know from Scripture that we have to have a major conflict before the New World Order can come in, before Israel gets her peace treaty. But I'm curious because moving over to that part of it, I guess divide and conquer or diversionary tactics, while in the background there appears to be some sort of peace deal being put together behind the scenes.
Yeah, that's exactly what appears to be going on. Now, we do know that Trump has set aside the move of the U.S. Embassy for a number of months on a, you know, a And at the same time, really not really in that much in the press, but Koenig's News is reporting that Nikki Haley, the UN ambassador, has landed in Israel and has begun a three-day visit with the leadership of Israel there. And, of course, that means that they're trying to streamline these peace talks. At the same time, Coney also reports that the U.S. says both sides will be forced to compromise for a Middle East peace deal. And then Koenig also has another article out that says Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, spoke to his right-wing leadership and says that no settler will be uprooted in the coming peace deal. So everything in Israel seems to be pointing towards some type of peace deal that appears to be a reality of some sort, but on the low-key side. And Trump's trip to Saudi Arabia seemed to have set the groundwork for that. And even in that miraculous ability, and I'll put that way again, even in Trump's miraculous ability to, for the first time ever, fly from Saudi Arabia direct to Israel.
Yeah, that was a little bit different, wasn't it? That's never happened before.
No.
So they're treating Trump with as total royalty, and I notice he did not bow as Obama did to the king of Saudi Arabia. So it begins to make you wonder exactly what is going on in the background, because Netanyahu has let go several slips, as I think Trump has, that there is really going to be a peace agreement reached. And to me, it's right on time, 5777, 2017, the same date that we found repeatedly when I was doing the research on the Omega Code. The 2017 is the pivot year. And it appears that may well be what's going on, that there really will be, after a war, and I think we're probably not very far away from war, we're going to see this thing emerge. What do you think?
Yeah,
do you think it's that close, or could it be?
Well, there's another really unknown that Koenig's International News, and of course that's Bill Koenig who keeps up with the White House. His report yesterday says the Senate, the U.S. Senate, has unanimously adopted a resolution commemorating the 50th anniversary of Jerusalem reunification. Now, this is what's interesting. The UN is slamming Israel for having occupied Jerusalem or you know, the Golan Heights and all of that for about 50
mm-hmm.
years together, you know. And at the same time, the U.S. Senate is, you know, giving a ceremony about Israel and Jerusalem. So we're seeing some very, very interesting rhetoric around the world, but it's all pivoting, or seems to be, as you said, 5777. All of this seems to be pivoting to the Middle East.
Yeah. The Lord scripturally has to close down the times of the Gentiles, and then he reverts back to the Abrahamic and Davidic covenants during Daniel's lost week, or the 70th week of Daniel. A lot of argument over it, but I think we're going to find out exactly how all that works in the very near future. And we have that vision of Henry Groover, though, that kind of makes you wonder whether Israel is going to do something that brings NATO into this whole thing, and the Gentiles take over the Temple Mount temporarily. Because the book of Revelation indicates that we trod down for, I think, three and a half years.
Well, it's very interesting, and Augusto seems to think that Trump literally has extended the window a little bit for the Palestinian solution that Henry Groover talked about. Now, whether that's true or not, you know, we don't know. But interestingly, though, Lieberman, you know, he was a immigrant from Russia that went to Israel, and he's now the, I guess you could call him the Minister of Defense in Israel. He recently said, and of course Hamas is claiming they're about to attack Israel again and preparing areas in Gaza, but Lieberman has came out and said that this Hamas and Gaza attack against Israel will be the last Gaza attack ever on Israel. So there are plans, what it appears to be plans in the background for our solution for Gaza and possibly the West Bank. We just have to watch, but we're in a very, very strategic time. You know, I know that Trump is working and others are over there now working to bring together some type of peace process. But as you said, Iran really is in the background, is pulling all the, they're pulling the strings of Hamas. They're pulling the strings of Hezbollah. They're pulling those militia strings and out of Syria. And so the troublemaker, even with North Korea, basically Iran's behind a lot of this.
So we know from some, too, that all of this is being orchestrated, scripted by whoever runs the top. And, of course, beyond that is Satan and his group, who the Lord called the prince and power of the air, the god of this world, and the very one who offered Jesus Christ the kingdoms of the world. And Jesus said, I don't think so, not now. Maybe when your time runs out, I'll be back, and we'll finish up this mess, paraphrasing that exchange. But we are definitely, I think, closing in on this 5777. I mean, we're in June already. It's a September 23rd star sign is coming out, and then we have this total eclipse of the sun that is cutting the United States right in half on August 21st, 33 days from September 23rd. And I find that number very, very odd, because the number 33 is a very important number, not only to the occult, but to the Lord. So it appears that a lot of things are coming together, and coming together fairly rapidly. Where do you think we should watch next, other than the fiasco that's going on in Washington? And what's your take on this kind of a global zoo we seem to be in with the, it's just everywhere in the world. Things are not making sense. People and nations are doing things that don't appear to be making any sense. What do you think about this Comey deal? I noticed that the four people from the intelligence agencies more or less cleared Trump of anything, which infuriated the Democrats. What's your take on what's going on there?
Well, we can kind of dovetail in right here the report that Bilderberg 2017, a secret meeting in Chantilly, Virginia, of the globalists is going on right now to define what they can do now against the Trump administration and the prophecies of Trump, as they call it. And right in the middle of that, we've got the, well, the left, and we've got, you know, the Democrats, we've got the establishment. Really, as you said earlier when we were talking, it's Trump against the world, basically. But Trump is somehow upsetting the New World Order agenda that should already have been in place. Now, here's a headline that is really kind of, you said, where mightn't this go? And I'll read this headline to you, and then I'd like your opinion on this. It says, CERN director visits Bilderberg, fueling fears of collider and open doors to Abaddon ascending. And so could it be, Stuart, that the Bilderbergs, the rich men, the ones that run the world, the New World Order, are they in such a bind with Trump and can't get him out of there and get rid of him just yet? And their program needs to move forward. It can't stall. They don't have time for a stall. So are they speaking with the CERN director? Are they trying to increase the quickness of the time of the arrival
You know, it would seem that, that's something most people would not think of, but CERN has been running at higher and higher and higher speeds, and we're getting more and more bizarre weather patterns directly over it that have been, you know, photographed and taken. And we don't really know, and I don't think they know either, exactly what they're doing. And now they've got plans on the drawing board for another CERN that's like 5 or 10 times bigger than CERN itself. So they have to be on to something, or they would not be spending trillions and trillions of dollars on this sort of thing. All the nations of the world, which reminds me back to Psalm 2, kings of the earth, they're all involved in this CERN business. But you're right, they might try that to, maybe everything else has failed. Of course, they really don't believe in a God factor. And most people don't. They don't realize that God has an agenda, and he is going to carry it out, as he says right there in Isaiah, and no one is going to stop me. So, obviously, Trump is part of that Lord's agenda, and as we have stated, we've wondered, is this a delay? Is this what that sandstorm in 2015, that delayed Feast of Trumpets for 2 days, was that a signal of a 2-year delay? But that runs out in September 23rd, 2017.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, I think you're onto something when you talk about 5777 or 2017, as we call it, being a pivotal year. Because the interesting thing too, Stuart, is the fact that in September, I suppose, Israel begins 5778, and we go into an unknown there because the experts out of Israel won't even talk about the Torah codes involving that.
Yeah, and that's kind of odd to me. They're being very closed-mouth on these Torah codes. Has Barry Rothman come out with any more that would indicate this year or next year, 2018? That you know of?
No, he hadn't. He's only done one on the London bomber, and everything is there. It even lists Daesh, which is ISIS, as being behind the attack. So the Torah codes really are proving out. If you know what to ask them, there's a lot of answers.
Yes, that's the key to the whole thing, knowing what to ask, which usually comes in retrospect after an event has already occurred, then you know what to ask, exactly what to ask. And then it reveals it all. Yeah, it's kind of fascinating. It's like the Lord already knew that mankind at the end would have computers that would be able to compute these kind of skip codes and come up with answers, because he really wants mankind to understand the Bible is true. It's the only book in the world that is true, even though the vast majority of mankind really just rejects it. In fact, most modern Christians actually reject a lot of what the Bible says, but I guess that's what you call apostasy, the great falling away from the truth. We got about a minute left. What would you, anything else you want to bring up real quick?
Oh, I'll tell you what, this is a time for people to just be aware of your circumstances. I know that, a lot of the services are intently watching America because the attacks seem to be ramping up around the world, and they're concerned about who is into this country already. So people just need to bear it, be alert, and maybe listen Friday again to us.
Yeah, I think people need to read Jeremiah and his prophecy of open borders. And actually, it's the Lord that's behind the open borders. And he's bringing in all these fifth column military people who are going to rise up and hit us when we least expect it. And like Isaiah says, also there will be mischief in the cities and terrible trouble comes out of the blue, almost totally out of the blue, total surprise. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And we will get on there Friday and do an hour or more update. Anyway, thanks for listening, everyone. Good night.